أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 62, Al-Jummah. Title: The expression Al-Jummah, Friday, features in verse 9 of this surah. Although the surah spells out the commands for Friday prayer, it is not its only subject matter. Like other titles, this is a marker. Period of Revelation. Its first section was sent down in 7 after Hijri, close to the period of the conquest over Khaybar. Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Nasai, and Ibn Jarir quote Abu Huraira's report. These verses were revealed when we were sitting in the Prophet's company. It is on record that Abu Huraira had accepted Islam after the Hudaybiyah Treaty and prior to the conquest of Khaybar. According to Ibn Hisham and Ibn Sa'd, the victory over Khaybar took place in Muharram or Jumada, 7 after Hijri. It is likely that Allah sent down these verses after the fall of the last Jewish bastion. However, these may also have been revealed when all the Jewish towns in northern Hijaz had yielded to the Islamic State. The second section was revealed in the days of the Hijrah, for the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, introduced Friday congregational prayer in Medina only 5 weeks after his arrival there. The incident to which the last verse of this surah alludes indicates that it must have happened at a time when Muslims had not been trained fully in the norms of religious gatherings. Subject matter and themes. As indicated, the two sections of this surah were revealed in two different periods. Hence, these deal with two independent themes addressed to different audiences. Yet there is a common ground between the two sections. That is why these were put together in a single surah. However, in order to gain a better understanding, let us discuss the two themes separately. The first section was revealed at that point of time when all the efforts of Jews in the previous 6 years had failed to arrest the spread of the call to Islam. At an earlier date, three powerful Jewish tribes exerted themselves to discredit the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. However, as its consequence, one of these tribes was annihilated, while the other two faced exile. Then the Jews colluded with many Arab tribes and incited them to attack Medina. However, in the Battle of Al-Ahzab, all of them were humbled. Their last bastion was Khaybar, where many Jews expelled from Medina had taken shelter. After the revelation of these verses, even this strong Jewish bastion was conquered without much resistance. The Jews of Khaybar sought the Prophet's permission to stay as farmers working for Muslims. After this final defeat, Jewish power in Arabia collapsed. Their towns, Wadi al-Qura, Fadak, Dima' and Tabuk, fell to the Muslims one by one. Eventually, all the Jews in Arabia were reduced to subjects of the Islamic State that they had loathed. In this surah, they are addressed again and perhaps for the last time in the Quran. 3 points are brought to their attention. 1. They had refused to believe in the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, because he was from the people whom they sneeringly branded as Ummi, Gentiles, illiterates. They suffered from the delusion that a messenger could be only from among the people of the book. They had already decided that a messenger from any other community must be false, for they had arrogated this august office to members of their own race. They believed that no messenger would ever arise from among the Gentiles, yet Allah appointed His messenger from among them. This messenger recites before them God's book, purifies people, and guides those whose ignorance is well known to them. Messengership represents Allah's favor, and He may bestow it upon whom He likes. They do not have any monopoly over it. He may grant or deny it to whom He wishes. 2. They were made the custodians of the Torah. However, they did not truly comprehend and discharge this duty. Their similitude is like that of a donkey whose back is laden with books without realizing what it carries. Rather, they are worse than that donkey, for the donkey is devoid of reason. They fled from their duty despite being the bearers of Scripture. They do not have any qualms about deliberately rejecting divine signs, yet they claim to be His chosen ones and believe that messengership is reserved for them. They think that, even in the face of their disobedience to Him, He stands obliged to confer the office of His messenger only upon them. 3. Had they been God's favorites and sure of their honorable rank in God's sight, they would not have been terrified of death. They preferred their life of disgrace to an honorable death. They were subject to a series of defeats only because of this. They know their state well and realize that they will only be further abased after death. The second section of the surah, which was revealed at an earlier date, forms part of this particular surah in that Allah blessed the Muslims with Friday, corresponding to the Jewish Sabbath. However, Allah cautions Muslims not to disfigure their Friday rituals as the Jews did the Sabbath. This section was sent down when a trade caravan entered Medina precisely at the appointed hour of Friday prayer. Upon hearing its music, all those in the mosque rushed to see the caravan. Only 12 Muslims remained in the mosque. This happened while the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was delivering his Friday sermon. Accordingly, the Quran laid it down that all business and trade and other engagements should cease after the call for Friday prayer is made. Believers should rush to the mosque, abandoning their work duties. However, when prayer is over, they may resume seeking Allah's grace by engaging in their jobs. This section providing commands about Friday prayer could form an independent surah or be included in any other surah. However, it is put together specifically along with the verses telling Jews about what caused their terrible end. The rationale for doing so appears above.